a message the likes of which I have never heard from one Josh Mills, regular contributor to the show. Leave the steelhead alone. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight.
Something to consider if you're a passionate steelhead fisherman, fishing for fish that have been in the system for a long time, meaning the summer run steelhead. When I grew up learning how to fish for steelhead, I'd often go in February and March and do really well. And what I've learned over the years is that a lot of these fish that have come up the Columbia River system into the Snake or other places have been in freshwater since last May. The thing is that steelhead are eventually going to be spawning in the next couple of months. And with us having one of the worst returns in 50 years, I would just like anglers to potentially consider impact of maybe leaving these fish alone for the remaining portion of their spawning travel. Because usually the height of spawning for, let's say, fish in the Grand Ronde, the Snake, all these other places that have a portion of our summer steelhead run, also including the Clearwater, will occur February, March, and April. The season is still open oftentimes, but you're not getting the best from these fish. And if we want a good steelhead run into perpetuity, one of the things that we can do is pull off and let them do their thing, because the less stress that we put them under as they get closer to pairing up and doing their thing, the better. So the hope is for the future, we get better runs, and one of the things that we can do is potentially just leave them alone this time of year.
Leave some cookies in the jar for later. I sure hope you enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. This is David Sparks saying, see you next time in the outdoors.